There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Alejandro Rojas of Open Minds joins us with Gene and Chris. A little bit more discussion about Slidegate. I should mention I did send a formal invitation to Don Schmidt to come on the Paracast, explain himself, answer the questions. Haven't heard from him yet. I don't know if he'd want to. But Alejandro, he's your friend. Tell him that we will treat him fairly. But he still has to answer the questions.
Don Schmidt talks about Slidegate on the Paracast.
Yeah, right.
All right, cool. We got a stinger for the show.
Yeah, there you go. You could use that. No problem. Yeah, he'll be on the show eventually, and we'll see if he'll talk about it. He hasn't really even done an interview with me either. Like I said, I'm reticent to come back to this whole thing. I think maybe I would do a short video interview, Skype interview with Adam Du if he wants to eventually. He says he might. But it's just so done and over. The placard says it's a mummy. The mummy's been a mummified body. The history of the mummified body has been discovered. It's a mummified body. They got to quit arguing that we have some sort of responsibility to them, because we do not. They have the responsibility as the people making these huge claims to prove to us otherwise, and it has to be better than just we have some scientists in Mexico who speak Spanish who are saying that they've measured things on this slide that is over 50 years old, and these measurements to them signify there's something strange here. That just doesn't fly, especially when we have more credentialed scientists that are English-speaking. Not to say English-speaking are better, but at least they're able to articulate their findings, who in no uncertain terms have guaranteed us that this is a human body. And the layman can also look at the image and verify that for themselves. So, you know, and what's really funny about this is Don himself told me when I first talked to him about Regalia and some of his things, and he didn't give me details. He told me, you know, just, well, we're going to release more. What Regalia is releasing is rumors. But he did tell me, you know, in the end, I do realize there's not going to be anything definitive here because it is just an image. And we can't do any DNA. We can't do anything to prove definitively it's ET. It's just an image. And he's right. The Don of yesteryear is correct that, you know, there's no further you can take that. So it's kind of a dead end. And especially for us, I'm more interested, and I think you all are probably similar, in that we're harsh on cases. We are skeptical, and we because – you know what? We've seen the videos. We've seen the pictures. We've probably even seen, you guys have probably seen anomalous things yourselves with your own eyes. It's not a question of whether or not there's anomalous things happening in the world. It's a question of how good is the material that we can gather and that we can collect to show the rest of the world this is happening. And we don't want to look foolish and just making these wild claims without being able to back them up. We want the good material out there that we can back up, that is compelling to the general public. And that's where we need to spend our efforts, not on goofball junk like this.
You know what? Also, I think what's happened here is this puts the nail in the coffin for the chances of finding anything more about Roswell. First of all, people are going to be soured about it. People who might have some piece of information will look at this and be disgusted. Why should I get involved in this train wreck in the circus? So we almost here, as a result of this, have to set aside Roswell, give it up, get on to something else.
Maybe, but the public's memory is more short-term, and we have this mass societal ADD kind of world going on. So I think it won't be long till for people to forget it. It does kind of taint the idea of Roswell. So, I mean, you're always afraid of, like, the Doug and Dave thing. The public now, when I talk to practically anybody in the general public, they say we're in crop circles those two old guys. You know, they just got this idea that they're a hoax and they were these two old guys. With Roswell, you know, you always run the fear of people attaching. Wasn't that hoaxed by, you know, this guy in Mexico, you know, people kind of simplifying everything down to a simple answer. So I think it makes it harder, but I'm hopeful, I guess, that it doesn't close the books in regard to the public.
In talking about public interest, you were over at this event, Contact in the Desert, or whatever you call it in the desert, Circus in the Desert. What was that about?
Well, I mean, these are just some people, and this is what's unique about Contact in the Desert. It's very metaphysical. These are people that run the Joshua Tree Center, and it's kind of a metaphysical kind of place you go to. It's got houses, and these houses have you know, a teacher's room, which is a separate room with a bathroom. And then it has dorm rooms where there's a bunch of beds throughout the house. So it's kind of like this teacher-student type of setup where people come and maybe they're taught about yoga or they're taught about healing and they have all of these sort of things. So it's a metaphysical centered place. Actually, I found out just recently that it's a good friend of mine, Steve Murillo from Los Angeles. He's used to be with MUFON, but he does a paranormal meetup out there. He wanted to do a UFO event because he's into UFOs. They thought it was a great idea. Eventually, you know, Contact in the Desert ended up running it, and they decided, yeah, let's do a UFO thing, even though, you know, UFOs isn't their main deal. So they kind of looked around, Googled UFOs, and saw the personalities that were involved and invited them to start doing these talks. And so this was the third year. It's in the desert. It's hot. It's, you know, they've got several different buildings with about five or six events going on at the same time. You got to stand in line outside to get into the event. The rooms are sort of not that big, so you're not guaranteed to get into your first choice, but hopefully you'll get into your third or fourth. So it's different. You know, a lot of the people out there are camping because you don't have a lot of motels and hotels nearby. So it's a younger crowd. It's a metaphysical crowd, a lot of kind of hippies and stuff like that. Lots of body odor, but
lots of body odor.
Yeah, you know, hot in the desert, and you know, showers. If the crowd is not into showering so much anyway.
Porta potties that are overflowing.
Well, no, they actually have good bathroom facilities. They don't have porta potties. They do have bathrooms throughout the center, so you're good that way. So, you know, it is in the town of Joshua Tree, so there's grocery stores and things like that nearby. So yeah, it's an interesting gathering. I don't know the figures I've seen. To me, it seemed like this year was a little smaller. See, but if I say something, it's going to be tainted because people are going to think, oh, I'm just kind of saying stuff to pump up our event, the UFO Congress, which is a Guinness World Record winner for the largest UFO conference. But anyway, you know, I think they had a little bit less people there, but they had a big crowd, and it is more,
metaphysical.
So there's a lot of topics that personally I am not as into. So there's not as many lectures that I get excited about there. Giorgio Tsoukalos goes out there. I don't see eye to eye with all the ancient alien stuff, but I love Giorgio. He's so fun. He's so entertaining. He's a really cool guy. It's always good to see him. Otherwise, I see my other good old buddies, the same old people we see around. That's the event out there. So does that answer your question?
You were mentioning a younger age group because we see even at the International UFO Congress, more and more older people coming to those. I won't specify a median age. I'm sure you folks probably know what it is. But something like the event in the desert, and we'll have to do a break in a moment, so we'll have the answer in our next segment. That is, what age group on average are we talking about? 20s, 30s, 40s? What is it? Interesting to find out. We have Alejandro Rojas from Open Minds. A lot more to talk about. Plus, we have some questions from our listeners at forum.theparacast.com. Once again, that's forum.theparacast.com. theparacast.com with Gene and with Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We continue with Alejandro Rojas. Let me tell you, first of all, that for a limited time only, we're still giving away the free copy of Stalking the Tricksters, the ebook version, for those who subscribe to 1 year or more of Paracast Plus. We also offer the exclusive After the Paracast podcast. That's another radio show we do, and you can only get that show if you sign up for Paracast Plus. Plus, you also get the ad-free version of this show with higher quality audio. All that stuff. $5 a month, and for a year or 5 years, if you sign up for those periods, $50 or $175, we get you Stalking the Tricksters and Chris O'Brien. We've got Alejandro Rojas here, and I asked him a question about the contact in the desert, Joshua Tree, California. What kind of age group did you see?
Well, that's what's funny. You have the metaphysical crowd, which is kind of the hippies and the younger people, lots of younger couples around, I would say, even 20s, 30s. And then you have the traditional group of the retirees, and you have little in between, really. But, you know, what I saw a lot less of this year was our UFO Congress older crowd, and that kind of puts a bad taint. Even though, you know, the crowd is, you know, among all age groups, and we've had a lot of younger people lately, but, you know, the average age is still up there. The older people, I think, aren't able to take the heat as much, so there weren't as many of the older crowd there this year. But, yeah, a lot of couples in their 20s and 30s, I think a lot of them, too, are, you know, their girlfriends or their wives are into metaphysical stuff, and so they kind of drug their spouse or boyfriend with them kind of stuff. Also, you know, I think a lot of people, I think it's a lot of Californians, want an excuse to go camping because, you know, so it's you can go camping and then see these lectures as well.
Chris, we have some questions from our listeners. Maybe get a couple in here now.
Yeah, it's good that we're moving on a little bit here. Here's one that comes from Cosmonaut, and he's been a longtime poster at the Paracast since 2009. And, of course, you also can post questions for our guests if you go to forum.theparacast.com and look for our question bank. And this comes from someone who's only posted 17 messages, Alejandro, in 6 years. So you're bringing him out of the woodwork here.
All right.
So he wants to know if you believe that any of the classic 1950s contactee cases are legitimate. And he wants to know about Wendell Stevens and his UFO contact from a series of books. He's wondering where you come down on Wendell's work. He has another question about the omission of UFO research, but we'll handle that next.
Okay. The contactees is an awesome topic. I love the contactee topic, and I love the giant rock topic. And one of the interesting things is, even though it's kind of a large cultural phenomenon, especially for us in the UFO field, it's kind of getting lost to obscurity. I mean, it was this kind of side fringe kind of movement, and it's not necessarily something that was recorded well. And as time goes on, people begin to forget all about this stuff. But sociologically, I think it's really interesting as well. Giant Rock is Joshua Tree's kind of as close to this giant rock that's in the California desert. In fact, last year was the first time when I went to Joshua Tree, I got to go visit the giant rock. And it was owned by this guy who believed he was talking to extraterrestrials. He was actually friends with Howard Hughes. He had worked with Howard Hughes. Van Tassel is his name. And he would have these annual conferences out in the desert, and it hot. Thousands of people would come, drive their cars, and stand out in the desert. They had this makeshift wooden podium with like this big speaker that people would speak into and tell people about how they met when talked with aliens. This is one of the difficult things with people I think people who believe they've talked with aliens and their followers. I think you have to be careful. A lot of these guys are charlatans. You just because it's easy to go say, I talk to aliens and be authoritative and certain about it and get a large following. You can do that. I've known and heard stories of how people who do this tell other people, you want to be big in this field? Tell people you're talking to aliens. Write a book about it. People will invite you to conferences, and you can do lectures, and you'll get a big following. And it's true. It's easy to do. So,
that's Stephen Greer.
Yeah, so you have to be careful with this sort of thing. The other thing with the contactees is now a lot of the science that they say they learned from the aliens is really kind of outdated. We know much more about all the planets. Of course, Adamski saying people lived on Venus and describing what he saw when he flew around to the planets. So it's interesting. Can I say for certain that none of those people talked to aliens? No, I don't know. Most of their messages were very positive, you know, about how we need to save the planet and everything. So that's a good thing. Also, I do a talk about UFOs and religion and how extraterrestrials and the UFO movement has affected religion and spawned new ones. And there are at least one religion, and I can't think of the name right now, but
the Raelians.
Not the Raelians. It's a different one that's better than that. Raelians really kind of out there. But it's, you know, very positive about how it's very inclusive. We don't believe any religion is right. We believe we have to treat each other well and we're all one. I mean, these very positive. It's a very positive religion. If this religion continues to flourish like it has and it becomes one of the major religions in the future, I don't see a problem with that because it's better than a lot of the other religions, including the traditional ones in my eyes. I'm agnostic, so I don't subscribe to any religious tradition. So they're all kind of weird to me. So it's an interesting movement. I don't know if any of them were actually talking with extraterrestrials. One of the things that I did many years ago is I used to teach meditation. And then when I started doing abduction research, I noticed that the regression protocols were very similar to the meditation protocols. So I went to school to get a certificate in hypnotherapy. And I learned and then practiced somewhat in the hypnotherapy. But I learned something very interesting. And then I got a degree. I have a bachelor's in psychology. And I've learned that the mind is very susceptible to false memories, to fantasy, and often the mind cannot determine whether or not that fantasy is real or not. So if you have, let's say, a dream or even a meditation that's very vivid, there's no telling. It's difficult for the mind and the person to know if that came from a third party when actually it did spawn from your own mind. I mean, that's what dreams are about. Look how weird dreams are. Or if you get into Freud, that's what Freud was all about, dream interpretation and how dreams are a manifestation of your emotion and your emotional state and your subconscious. That's more where Jung came in about how these are manifestations of a subconscious and common understandings that we all have. So I've gone through and I've walked people through essentially what's a guided meditation or a hypnotherapy session. And the mind comes up with this wild, wild stuff. And every time people are like, I don't know how I came up with that stuff. So I think a lot of people prescribe or a lot of people assume that these ideas and concepts that come up in their mind are from a third party when they're not.
Let's talk more about this in our next segment with Alejandro Rojas talking about contactees, and I'll drop one thought before we do that. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, order your Healthy Starts Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, Alejandro Rojas talking about the contactee movement. Now, I sometimes want to put a positive view on things, although people think that I'm always negative. And I thought, well, maybe it's possible that one or more of these contactees had some kind of real experience, but it wasn't repeated, so they had to have more experiences because suddenly they're famous.
Mm.
These unknown people have followers. And the other theory, and that came from Howard Menger, by the way, because he said that he thought his contact was really a government experiment, that some mind control people were pulling stunts in the 50s and 60s, giving these people, maybe vulnerable or whatever reason, the impression that they've been contacted by E.T. when they were just subjected to drugs or something. What's your perception, Alejandro?
That is a really great point, and I do believe that happens. I believe that the Billy Meyer case is probably along those lines and others. And you know who coined a phrase? I don't know if you've seen Ben Hansen or had Ben Hansen on the show. I hope you guys, if you haven't, you need to talk about this because he's done a lot of work in this because he's got a background with the FBI and he's done a lot of work and thought on profiling and things like this. He calls it legendizing. When something really does happen to someone, they get a lot of fame for it, but it doesn't happen again. So then they start to fabricate hoax in order to stay in the limelight. And he calls it legendizing, where they're legendizing themselves. And I do think that that is something that happens probably quite a bit in this field. And I personally, that's where I put like the Billy Meyer case.
Adamski is a good example. He did have some real sightings very early on, and then, you know, when he was at Mount Palomar there, and then later on, of course, it evolved into a whole belief system and lots of tall tales. But one thing I want to mention is Ray Stanford met and actually spent considerable amounts of time with all the most famous of the contactees, Adamski, Daniel Fry, you know, George Hunt Williamson, George Van Tassel. The list goes on and on. You know, he's made this comment to me several times, and in fact, he just made it to me recently, that out of all the people that he talked to that claimed to have contactee experiences, he said he didn't believe any of them. He thought maybe some of them had sightings at a distance, but none had had contact. He said it, with one exception, and he said Truman Bethrum is the only one that he actually believed, because, first of all, there was some physical evidence involved, and second of all, he did something very inexplicable. He privately wrote a book, a long love poem in book size, to Ora Raines, the diminutive female captain of the ship, who supposedly Bethrum had been in contact with, and it was all done in rhyming couplets. Now, the book was never released publicly. Only a few copies were made that were given out privately. Now, why would someone go to all of that trouble to write a whole book, a love poem in rhyming couplets, and then not try to capitalize on it, unless he was either completely delusional, which Ray didn't think he was, or that he was so impressed by his contactee experience that it had a profound effect on him, and he fell in love with his his Ora Raines, the captain. So just for what it's worth, that comes from somebody who spent a lot of time with many, if not most, of the famous contactees, and pretty much debunked them all, with the exception of Truman Bethrum. Just a little aside there.
That's interesting, too, because Truman Bethrum was kind of the poster child for the hick kind of contactee type person, right? I mean, because he was tall and awkward. They used to show his picture a lot. And I believe one of the more famous pictures they had of him was in his overalls. And he was holding some sign that said something about UFOs and aliens. It's a famous one of the famous giant rock pictures. Mm-hmm. And I know that was posted in the news a lot back then. Yeah. And I've always thought it was interesting because tragic in a way, because he always, from what I've read and everything, was a very nice, you know, like a lot of these people, very nice and kind and, you know, with positive messages.
Well, yeah. Well, getting to another pivotal figure in the field who is pretty much responsible with unleashing the Billy Meyer beam ship phenomenon on the world, along with Lee and Britt Elders. Of course, I'm speaking about Wendell Stevens, who had quite an amazing collection of UFO materials spanning many decades that John Rayo and the Open Minds crew there managed to obtain from Wendell. And you guys have this wonderful treasure trove of, you know, period articles and books and all sorts of stuff that Wendell collected over the years. Where do you come down about Wendell? He was quite an enigmatic figure. And, you know, these UFO contact from some of the strange titles that he came up with,
yeah,
a couple of which I actually own that are signed. Where do you come down on Wendell's work?
I mean, I think he was someone who was interested in the topic for decades, you know, early on. So he collected a lot of material. He collected material about sightings, but especially about, yeah, contact cases. I think he believed a lot of these cases, but, you know, and ended up recording a lot of them. Interesting enough, and Antonio Junez, you know, mutual friend, used to work with Open Minds, he's kind of a hermit right now, but he made a good point when it came to how his books came about, because a lot of these books, you know, about the contactees, he wrote while he was in prison. And that's what's interesting. He went to prison. A lot of people had said that he was set up by the government. Ben Antonio makes a point. If that's true, they did the worst job ever, because all that did was give him time to write books and get more of his information out than ever before. So it's a silly thing. And you know, that's, I don't believe he was set up. I think that, you know, he unfortunately committed some crime and did the time. And, you know, he came out having been able to have this this record of information. Mm-hmm. All of these things I say about Wendell are going to piss off so many people, and unfortunately it does. But, you know,
that's why you're on the Paracast. So
that's why you're
here.
Going there. Yeah.
Well, let's kind of drill down a little bit. Wendell had a predilection for young, kind of barely teenage girls. So correct me if I'm wrong, right?
I glossed over that on purpose, but, you know, there's nothing okay about that. I mean, I'll to say that. I mean, that's how I feel, is that, you know, he did, unfortunately, was attracted to younger girls. In fact, he met his wife when she was, as they say, barely legal, and she's like, you know, much, much younger than he was, his last wife, before he passed. And he did some inappropriate things. He did go to prison for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. A few cases of that, I believe, is what he was is charged with. And so he went away for a while. And unfortunately, unfortunate stage in his history, but that is, it's true that he had these tendencies, that he had this
urges.
And these urges, and that, you know, we know, we have plenty of, we know that this is the case. So that happened. You know, besides that, though, with his research, what the other thing that we've gotten a lot of heat for is, at least when it comes to Billy Meier, we were all really kind of on the fence a bit. It's a huge case, and that's why I hadn't tackled it thoroughly by the time that I came to Open Minds.
Well,
but
Mike Horn has made it toxic.
Oh, he has. He's one of the most awful people in this field. I don't say negative stuff about practically anybody, but Michael Horn is someone I do not like, and he's a bad person, people. But
we had him on the show our first year twice.
Yeah.
There was never a busier thread until it came to the Roswell slides or slide gate. Then it got busier. But well, I don't want to get into that anymore until we break, because we have a couple of things to talk about. First, of course, we're still giving away Stalking the Tricksters by Chris O'Brien to subscribers of Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. plus.theparacast.com. Sign up for 1 year or 5 years to get the book. You also get the ad-free version of this show. You get After the Paracast podcast. More stuff coming, video stuff, more stuff. What can I say? Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris and Alejandro Rojas, we're talking about UFOs and the contactee movement, and about, you know, whether some of these people might not have had genuine experiences that were not repeated, so they wanted to get the fame and the fortune. And so they kept it going after the initial encounter. And what that does is kind of wreck the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Because there may be something genuine there, but as soon as you try to put your handle on it, you've got all this excess stuff, and you get the impression, well, they're just lying. They're not telling the truth, so let's go on to something else.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get back to the Billy Meyer with the Wendell Stevens, because this is where it went bad for us, is when we started using Wendell Stevens research, because he may be, besides Michael Horn, the American with the most Billy Meyer material and research and everything. It began with Michael Schratt, great guy. He's a very interesting fella, but he is an aeronautics expert, and he began really examining the photos. He was actually pretty pro Billy Meyer because he had friends that were really into it, especially some friends in Tucson. But then he started finding a lot of problems, and he started posting this information. He wrote a story about how there were lots of holes and loops and stuff for hanging the UFOs. He felt he saw lines along with these, you know, like this little screws you put into a model or something to hold it up. But he saw these things. So he wrote this story where he debunked the pictures. A lot of people got really upset. He lost some friends. We lost some friends because they felt that we had somehow, you know, been disloyal to Wendell or something like that. But you know what's primary with Open Minds? We try to be journalistic, and we try to present the information and be truthful. Integrity is everything when it comes to journalism, for better or worse. Luckily, you know, most of us have the characteristic where we're honest above everything, and that's what gets us into trouble. Then we decided we got to do the Billy Meyer story. Who's going to write it? And Jason was the guy that drew the short straw. He did more thorough investigation into Wendell's material, and we just found more and more bad stuff. So we found that Billy Meyer and crew were confronted about the pictures and how the pictures had all of these problems. We found out that Billy Meyer had said, oh, well, guess what I found out? The aliens only just told me that the pictures were actually stolen many years ago by the government and replaced with fake ones. And the aliens didn't tell me now until like 8 or 9 years later, those silly aliens.
Oh, yeah, those silly aliens are so stupid.
And I've brought all this up with Michael Horn because he can't deny it, and he admits it, but then he quickly forgets it when he makes his later argument. So,
you know what my favorite one is, Alejandro, is the alleged picture of Samyasi and one of the other female aliens, and somebody happened to find where they got that image and blurred it out and fuzzed it out a little bit. And it was two of the girls that were featured on the Dean Martin show back in the 60s.
Yeah. There is a really good website. They contacted us not about a year ago, and I can't remember. I wish I could remember the name of the site. It's like BillyMeyerResearch.com or something like that. This was a group. I talked to them, and I can't remember what country. I think it's an Eastern European country these guys live in. And they decided to research the case. They were on the fence, and they were kind of believers, actually. So they wanted to go case by case, picture by picture, to see what they could find out, to see if they could prove whether or not Billy Meyer was real. And so far, unfortunately, just like it was unfortunate for us, really, of course, we'd love to be able to prove Billy Meyer's talking to aliens, but it didn't turn out to be the case. They have not found one photo. They haven't been able to debunk. And Michael Horn really likes to say, you know, Billy Meyer's predicting the future. They have not found one prediction that didn't come out after it happened. So, yeah, they haven't found one case where the predictions were made or shared after the prediction happened. So essentially what happens is, you know, they'll say, oh, Billy Meyer. And I've talked to Michael Horn because I've told Michael Horn, well, all of these problems you have with what I'm saying, we'll bring you on the show, we'll talk about them, I'll give you your spot, and then we're done. You know, that's it. We've done our thing. We talked about that, and he argued that, well, no, Billy Meyer made the predictions many years ago, but because we didn't want the government to get to him or whatever, we don't share their predictions till after they happen.
Boy.
Then that's not evidence. And he says, well, they're right there on my website. You can go look. And I'm like, I know you could see them on the website, but they're not posted until after they happen. But he said, those books were written before. And I tell him, well, prove it. And he says, well, look at the books. And you don't see the books. They don't show you the books. They just put the information on the website. So I know Michael Horn will get really upset, but he has never disproven any of this stuff. He will not tell you about those pictures. He will tout those pictures and argue that the pictures are real. However, every time I've confronted him and said, didn't Billy Meyer say those pictures are not real, that the government switched them out, he will admit that Billy Meyer has said that, even though he'll then go out and say that they are real. So he's being dishonest, but you know what? There's plenty and plenty of times he's been dishonest. His tactics are terrible. Not too long ago, he sent us a bunch of us emails saying, this scientist said these pictures are real. If you don't prove otherwise, I'm going to tell the world that all of you on this email list agree with Billy Meyer's case and believe that the pictures are real.
You know what? Let's give up Billy Meyer. I think we covered that. We covered that a few years ago.
No, we're mad, Gene. We're going to get this guy.
Well, I don't know. I think it's just going to go on forever.
You're right.
It's like anything else. You can't keep a good UFO hoax down. I mean, there are people still who are telling us that George Adamski's contacts were real, you know. Yeah. And that was exposed back in 1957. Jim Moseley had a special Adamski expose issue of Saucer News back in, 1957? I used to have a copy here. It must be worth money now, but I don't. And it didn't matter. We had one guest on the show years and years later. He was still talking about Adamski. And I said, what?
Yeah. To wrap this up, though, I got to say, one of my favorite scenes in a movie that I think really encompasses the contactee movement that is fun. And the movement's kind of appealing in a way. It's nostalgic. You know, I like it. I find it appealing, even though I don't necessarily believe extraterrestrials were involved. But it's the scene in Easy Rider when they're getting stoned and Jack Nicholson is like this high school guy and he's like, oh yeah, there's aliens out there. And he sums up the whole contactee movement kind of in this one scene. It's a great scene.
Around the fire. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Jack Nicholson can sum up anything.
Yeah.
Because you can't handle the truth.
Yeah,
we've got some questions I want to get to. There's some good ones here, Alejandro. This is one that I have had several people ask me about, and it's a real well thought out question from Bluto392, who's one of our more recent signups at forum.theparacast.com, where you too can ask questions of our guests in the question bank. And his question is there any indication that Edward Snowden has any information on extra or crypto-terrestrials or any or on any significant conspiracy theory involving this subject?
No. I mean, people keep making all of these claims. There were some really silly claims that have come out. But no, there's not any indication of that whatsoever. So there was it. But there is something interesting. The only Snowden leaked document is from a group called the Joint Threat Research Intelligence Group. I forget. It comes from the Ministry of Defense. Essentially, it was this document of an intelligence organization from the British government. They were called the Government Communications Headquarters or something like that. They had this PowerPoint that was released in the Snowden documents. And there's no context to it. Most of these slides don't have words. The slide heading says it's the art of deception, training for a new generation of online covert operations. And you can't tell what's going on, but there are three or four slides regarding UFOs. There's a slide 35 that shows a UFO report or a UFO video from a famous sighting, Red Bud, Illinois, 1950. Then there's another picture of this UFO video from Mexico that has been debunked. And this is the story with this UFO video from – and this is an unfortunate – oh, my gosh. It all comes back to Jaime.
Let's cover that in our next segment, guys.
Okay.
With Gene and Chris and Alejandro, you're in
the Paracast.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.